Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now Batchelor gets the ball. He runs from left to right along the baseline. Lobs it into McKenna. Half court three tag. Daniel driving. Gets to the paint. Flips it up toward the basket. He banked it in at the horn. Daniel three tag has won the game.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Josh Wetzel on the call there. UB on a tear. Bulls on parade, if you will.
Yes.
Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer. Back with you for hour two.
And now joining us on the Wester Hotline, one of the members of the UB Bulls broadcast from football or basketball or anything in between. Someone that taught me a little a thing or two at Buff State as well. It's Bob Gaughan here on the Wester Hotline. Bob, it's the first time that we're able to do it like this. Usually we're just chilling, hanging out in one of the studios being able to talk, but now to get you in here as a guest hit, this is a first.
Hey, I don't want to be blamed for anything that you say on the radio. It's like that. I'm somewhat responsible for any of the things that come out of Derek Kramer's mouth. I just want to say that, you know? Speak for yourself there. And Joe, too, I'll tell you.
Yep.
We'll debate things. We'll discuss things.
And, yeah.
We should have a good time.
We'll have our fun, though, Bob. And part of the fun is UB basketball, men's basketball, 8-0 on the season. Daniel Freitag coming in from Wisconsin looks every bit the part and more for this UB Bulls squad so far that has started off in all the right ways after a couple of really disappointing seasons here for the UB men.
Yeah, it's amazing. Actually, both of these teams, St. Bonaventure and UB, were picked at the bottom of their conferences. And that just goes to show you that it's so hard nowadays because every team is so different when you're coming in and you don't know what you're getting. And I don't think even, you know, at this point, I think you're still trying to figure out, you know, how good is UB? How good is St. Bonaventure? And there's so many moving parts. There's so many new players. And the one for UB that you mentioned, Daniel Freitag, I don't know what Wisconsin was doing. I got to be honest with you. This guy looks like he could be in the running for MAC Player of the Year right now. And the fact that he couldn't get any playing time at Wisconsin makes me believe they might have made a little bit of a mistake there, because he looks, everything that as advertised this year for the Bulls. And the one thing that he does, and one of the reasons why the Bulls have been so good this year, is Freitag probably leads this. He gets to the free throw line, so he can drive the basket, so well. And if he doesn't get it, a lot of times he gets to the free throw line. The Bulls, are you ready for this stat, are plus 95 in terms of free throw attempts. They have shot 95 more free throws than their opponents, which is in just eight games, averages out to, 12 more free throw attempts per game than their opponent. And it's one of the reasons why the Bulls are 8-0 is because they have that advantage at the free throw line.
They have that advantage at the free throw line as well, Bob. But also, it is becoming another thing of you need scoring to come from more than one area here, and that's where fellow guards Ryan Sable and Angelo Breezy are coming along here for the Bulls.
No, you're absolutely right. So I think Freetag is the common person. So Freetag always seems like he's had, scored a good amount of points. But who is the complement to Freetag? You're absolutely right. Sometimes it's Ryan Sable, and Sable will score 32 points against Southern Miss, 20 against DePaul, 24 against Canisius. But there are other games where he only had 4 points against Bucknell and they still won. He only, had 4 points against RIT. They still won. So it's not just, one guy. Sometimes it's Noah Batchelor. Other times, as you mentioned, it's Angelo Breezy. So DJ Talton had, 20 points one game. So it's Freetag is the common person for UB, but that compliment is coming from four or five different guys who's the second leading scorer, third leading scorer each night. So it's not like in previous years, if Sable didn't have a good game, they were going to lose. That it was just the bottom line. Well, that's not the case anymore. So they have Freetag, who, again, I think could be the running for MAC Player of the Year. And then they got these compliment guys that some guy can go off each night, but it doesn't have, you're not restricted to this guy has to have a good game or they're going to lose the game.
Bob, we've kind of seen both teams dominate lesser opponents lately. Do you trust more UB's offensive explosions or Bonaventure's had some elite rebounding and half-court defense here? I mean, this feels like the clash of the Titans. What do you make of that?
Well, Bonaventure, let's talk about them for a second. I mean, they've got a guy, again, that was at Canisius last year, their best player, probably Frank the Tank Mitchell, who was, again, at Canisius, he goes to Bonaventure, and they got all new players themselves, coming in. And their most impressive game, they're 8-1. Why don't we talk about the one loss? So the two teams combined are 16-1 right now going in. And it's funny, but I'll talk about the one loss. And that was Bonaventure's loss to North Carolina, where they're only down by two at halftime. And they wound up, losing by 15, but that was a closer game. So you could argue that Bonaventure being 8-1, their most impressive game might have been, a decent effort against, North Carolina, the one game they lost. Their second most impressive game, a tough place to play, mid-major tough place to play is Florida Atlantic. They go into Florida Atlantic and come away with a win. But what they're going to have today is size inside with Mitchell being maybe the lead guy. But they also got another big guy, Gravahovic, who, usually you don't have – UB doesn't face two big men at the same time on the court. That's something that, you might see at the bigger levels, but you don't see that much in the MAC. And that's what they're going to have to contend with today against St. Bonaventure. They also have Buddy Simmons, who's, been hot and cold recently, that can score from the outside. So, yeah, Bonaventure definitely has a lot of, good players, new players coming into the system for St. Bonaventure, and that's why they were predicted to be, not as good, but a really good rebounding team and offensive rebounding team in particular. So I think that's one thing that UB is going to have to contend with today is keeping Bonaventure off the boards, particularly the offensive boards.
And one of the things, Bob, that I'm very fascinated with UB is, you have a lot of guards up in the top of the scoring, so that does mean if you're a smaller team, you're playing a little bit of the range game. It's effective. UB is 33rd in the entire country in three-point percentage. They do know how to hit the long ball. They know how to drop a three when they need to, and it looks like it's also that they're effective at it. It's not just that the roster commands it. It's that they're also really good at it.
You're right, and it's not, again, this goes back to the point we talked about earlier. It's not just one guy. It's not just Daniel Freetag. It's not even just Daniel Freetag and Ryan Sable. Noah Batchelor, a bigger guy, has come up and hit some threes recently, was strong against Bucknell and VMI. Angelo Breezy, you mentioned him. He's great at getting to the free throw line. He's also good at hitting the three. And they also had a big man, and we can go back to their exhibition game, which, again, the one loss, even though it was an exhibition game, we're not talking about it, but they played Syracuse really tough, did UB, in their exhibition loss. And a big man, Ezra McKenna, had four threes. So you're getting the three-point shooting, not just coming from free take. You've got, you know, four or five guys that can hit threes on any given night. So that's spread out. And the other thing, again, let's go back to the free throw shooting. When you can close out games, so they got three guys that essentially, three guards in Sable, Freetag, and Brizzy, that don't miss from the free throw line. And that's one key way of closing out games. When you got three guys that if you're fouled, are gonna you have 100% confidence in that they're going to hit those twos, you can win a lot of games by closing them out at the free throw line when you got great free throw shooters with three guards, and that's what UB has, at least at the start of the season.
By the way, Batchelor, this was the number, that's why I had to ask the question. Batchelor's hitting 53.3 from beyond the arc. So that one was one of the real eye poppers to me there, Bob, when it comes to the success of UB so far. And it's the fact that there is balanced scoring from three-point land, and we've seen it. I mean, I saw it with it's why I got kind of really drawn to the Pacers in the NBA Finals, was they were so exciting and they had so many dangerous options from beyond the arc that it would allow them to not just stay in series but then also take them over. And that's something that one of UB's best seasons was, a group of players that they were able to make things happen, led by CJ Massenburg, where they stayed in games because they were a smaller team, but they were able to hit the three. And it's live by the sword, die by the sword. But that high variance type of basketball is also very fun as you hit February and March.
No, and well, this team is the first team to go 8-0 since that team that you're referring
yep.
to, that 32-3 team that, I'll be honest with you, unfortunately, the way of college basketball and NIL money, I don't know that you'll ever see that team again in a mid-major, because that team that beat Arizona the 1 year and then rolled it all back the following year and went 32-3, that's never going to happen again, is it, with a mid-major? Because not that you're not going to have the year where you beat Arizona, but I don't think you could roll it back because those guys are going to be offered, you know, mega bucks to go someplace else. So that's why it's you know, college sports now, we can argue it. It's not going in a way that I like it, to be honest with you, you know, football and basketball, because a lot of the mid-majors, it's hard to have continued success. And even St. Bonaventure, it just seems like, you know, every year it's just going to be new players every year, and bringing, you know, some of your, you know, good players back are tougher and tougher in this day and age of college sports.
Bob, I just have to ask a question about the head coach, George Halkovich. What a turnaround from the years past, right? Like, had 9 wins entirely last season. He's already either 8-0, they're undefeated. Like, what have you made of his turnaround of this organization?
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult. You know, this team, like you said, it had so much success for years with and was one of the premier programs, right, in college basketball with Bobby Hurley and with Nate Oates. And then the first 2 years under Coach Halkovich were a disappointment. But he's a very good offensive coach, and I think that's, you know, you saw that back at his days and what he was known for at Villanova. And this is a very good offensive team. And maybe it just took him a couple of years because this is such an ever-changing landscape in college sports. So I think it obviously took him a couple of years to get his feet wet and try and figure this out, and for UB to try and figure things out. Because, you know, in his defense, Nate Oates didn't have to go through this, right? I mean, by the time Nate Oates left for Alabama, since then, and it's not that long ago, but the landscape of college sports with NIL money and everything has changed dramatically. So I think Coach Halkovich, it took him a couple of years, but particularly this year, it looks like he figured it out.
All right, Bob. So you are a man of many talents, a man of many words, and you cover a lot of things around here. I did want to mention a little bit about the UB football team. A bit of a disappointing year, to say the least. They don't even make it to 6 wins to get to that guaranteed bowl eligible. What is it about the UB football group that they can do to rebound for the years coming under head coach Pete Lembo?
Yeah, you know, it was a disappointing year, and I think it was a combination of two things. One is, and you just don't know, you know, you get a new quarterback every year, and Taquan Roberson, too many turnovers, you know, overall, too many interceptions, too many fumbles, overall, too many turnovers. In his defense, I expected them to have a much better running game than they had. They brought back a 1,000-yard back. They brought back 3/5 of an offensive line and a good center. I thought they were solid at the offensive line. Now, they did have injuries there, but he didn't get the running game help that I think he expected, and that's why that offense ran hot and cold. So it was disappointing, but I think it was the combination of those two things, too many turnovers from the quarterback position, not a good enough running game to help the quarterback out. As a result, you know, it was a disappointing 5-7 season. But I do have confidence in Coach Lembo, and I'll give you an example of why I think he is trying to build the program old school. Last year, are you ready for this? This again goes to the state of college football, which I could go off on for a while here, but last year at the bowl game, the difference between Thanksgiving and the bowl season, there were only 3 teams that brought the same team, and this included the college football playoff, the same team to the bowl game that they brought to the Thanksgiving Day games. And that's, you know, just a month later. And that was Navy, Army, of course, you would expect those two, and UB. So it was a culture that Coach Pete Lembo was trying to bring, which is kind of old school, which I think he does have. So I think he is the right guy for the job, but there's no question this was a disappointing season for him and for the Bulls.
I mean, hey, the UB kids made a good decision there because they went to the Bahamas. I would say that I would hope that most of your rosters go into the Bahamas last year to go play a bowl game. Bob, we appreciate the time here. What do you got going on here for this game for UB and Bonaventure? What's the role looking like today?
I'm color analyst. Josh will do the play-by-play, and I will do the color for this game.
Thanks for taking the time to join us here today, Bob. And
one point.
Here we go.
One point, one college football point. I just want to go off for 1 second.
Do it. Go ahead.
I hate what's going on in college football right now, because this day should be a big day in college football, and it's absolutely meaningless. The people that are running college football, in my mind, are sabotaging the sport. This is Saturday. And these games should mean something, but with the college football playoff, these games are meaningless. So they've developed this playoff, and the reaction to it, you know, for every action, there's a reaction. The penalty for having this playoff is the regular season has become a little more meaningless. Conference championship games have been meaningless. The rivalry weekend, Ohio State last year loses as a 20-point favorite at home last year. It winds up helping them win the national championship. So I think that, you know, the rivalry games have been diminished. I think it's just a steep price college football has paid for this playoff. The number one pick in the draft, all of the other bowl games are meaningless. Cam Ward quits at halftime of the Sun Bowl. He still becomes the number one pick in the draft. He literally quits on his team at halftime, because the game means nothing to them. So I know I might be on the minority here, because I think a lot of people love the college football playoff. I think it's actually ruining the sport.
There's enough to it, Bob, where we do have a couple minutes to riff on this, so I'll jump in on this. I think that the expansion of it is where it gets messed up. I think they went too many teams. I think 12 is too many. I think that 8 would have been the perfect middle ground on this. You went from 4 to 12, and it seems like they didn't know what to do with it. I feel like 8 would have been better, because let's realistically talk about, is the 12th ranked team in the country going to go on a run and routinely have the opportunity to win in the college football playoff? Probably not, especially if that 12th seed in the playoff is one of the one of the lesser conferences, for example, like a James Madison or a Tulane, you're not really having faith that they're going to make their run. I think eight would have been the perfect one instead of getting this oversaturation of the SEC and the Big Ten in there. I remember I saw proposals of them going, hey, let's go to 24. And I'm like, no, do not. Please don't ruin this game any further. So, yeah, I agree with you that it's killed a lot of it.
You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you, because they're going to go the other way. They're going to go from 12 to 16. And I'll tell you what that's going to do. It's going to create more Lane Kiffin situations. Because what happened when you had less, when you had four or eight teams, then, you know, teams, you realized that you didn't always have to make the playoff. Now the bigger schools say, if we don't make the playoff, it was an unsuccessful season, we're firing the coach in midseason. And that happened at LSU. That happened at Penn State. You think it's going to happen less when they go to 16? It's going to happen more. So you're going to see more of these Lane Kiffin situations where coaches are leaving their team in the lurch for the playoff. And then when the coaches leave, this is amazing how people can't see this coming. Don't you see players also doing the same thing? You're going to ask a player, hey, you know, if a coach leaves for money, when it all becomes about money, then – you know, we all become about money. And when a player is going to be asked, to do four more games, he's already gotten the majority of his NIL money. What happens when a player does the same thing that Lane Kiffin is going to do? It's a playoff team. He's a tackle, and he's got this better offer next year for, you know, a $2 million. Can't you see this coming? And this is what bothers me, because I don't think the hierarchy of the people that run college football can't see this coming. I can see a time when players are going to be saying, you know, I don't want to play four more games. I think I got $2 million coming next year for Alabama. I think I'm going to sit out the playoff games. So not only are the coaches going to be leaving, I see the players also sitting out, and I just don't see how people don't see this coming. I just see it. To me, it's obvious it's going to happen.
Hey, Bob, really, and again, we could do this all day. I think it's just, unfortunately, we're running out of time now. But just to put the final point on this, really, for me, it's, The players, there's at least a schedule. You know, like there's National Signing Day. There's the day that the transfer window opens. It looks like there's actually a schedule for the players. For the coaches, you mentioned the Lane Kiffin situation. You also mentioned Penn State, who paid for their decision to fire James Franklin so quickly because Franklin flips a lot of the commits, and they whiff on what? 7, 8, 9, 10, 14, 22 different coaching candidates that they wanted, and all of a sudden, Penn State's got a weaker recruiting class than, like,
Rutgers.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we're even going lower. I'm pretty sure you can name a team from the Sun Belt.
You know how Lane Kiffin got caught? The dummy. He sent his ex-wife to look for houses in Baton Rouge and Gainesville. Would you ever send an ex to look for a house?
No, that's asking for an information leak.
My current wife to look for a house. I wouldn't trust my wife to look for a house, let alone my ex-wife to look for a house. But his ex-wife's looking for houses in Baton Rouge in mid-November and in Baton Rouge. And what happens? They're like, oh, my God, he's leaving for Baton Rouge. That's how he got caught. He's an idiot.
Yeah, there's plenty of reasons for that, Bob. I mean, Lane Kiffin's become a villain of sorts, and we'll see what continues on there. But, Bob, thank you for taking the time today. Enjoy calling the game as a color commentator for UB in St. Bonaventure. And just so that everyone is getting the reminder here, once you're done listening to our show here on WGR, kick it right over at 2 o'clock for the call there. Bob, thanks for the time.
All right, a lot of fun, guys. Take care.
All right, that's Bob Gaughan on the West Her Hotline. UB, St. Bonaventure at Alumni Arena, 2 o'clock. Get down there. It's going to be good basketball.
It's fun to just talk about Big Four basketball, right? Like, it's something...
We will never get – Bob was right about one thing of the – we will never get that back of the 32-3
the OG,
team.
Yeah.
We won't ever get that back in terms of the sustained success that UB men had for a little while there. Unfortunately so. Bonaventure has a different story. Adrian Wojnarowski is there now, and he has a little bit of that pull, that Woj pull, that Woj aura. But UB is managing this year to – pull out of here and make it a little bit more interesting. And again, since that Massenburg team, this is the best start they've had since then. I'm excited to see if they're able to keep it going through conference play. And the last 2 years, you didn't even make the MAC tournament. So yeah. Now you can start doing a little bit more damage in your conference the way you're starting out this season.
And it'd be really awesome for them to make the NCAA tournament in general, right? If they continue on,
let's not get too lofty.
But
here,
I'm not trying to. I'm just saying, if they were to, it's in Buffalo.
Hey, you know what though? They're not going to be able to get a game in Buffalo. I don't think UB doesn't have the pull. I don't think to get that done, and that's perfectly fine. It's perfectly suitable. However, it was one of the coolest things to watch was UB getting into the tournament and getting a win against Arizona or getting a win against Arizona State in the prior years. This is a chance to get a little bit of that taste of what was peak Big Four basketball several years ago. And that's the part that I think is cool. Niagara and Canisius playing in the Metro, you want to see a little bit more from them on that. But those two schools, they also have some great hockey programs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, college sports, it's a great time, even around here. Yes, I know we're a Bills town, and I was about to say and Sabres town, but they
it's
don't.
A little less now.
The team seems to disagree with that. So, but no, definitely make sure to check out the teams while you can and when you can, because it's cheaper, it's a little more affordable. You can go and watch a game, and a game like this should be of high quality though too. Between an 8-1 and 8-0 team here, tipping off at 2:00. We'll take a timeout. Come on back here. 803-0550 is the number to call. We're open for the rest of the day here. Do you have concerns about the Bills against the Cincinnati Bengals this weekend? Are you ticked about the Sabres losing yet another game? Because it's something that they seem to do all the time now. Our concerns are your concerns here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We just make sure the guys is down, they pick them up, you know what I'm saying, make sure their mental is good, and whoever is behind them ready to go, make sure they're ready to go mentally good, physically good, spiritually good. So just making sure we all are hitting the cylinders.
Bills cornerback Christian Benford, the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, mind you.
Yes.
Can he keep up that performance?
Had a big game. With the help of Joey Bosa on one play, but then he intercepted it on the ensuing drive. So
he will not have that help from Bosa this game, unfortunately. No. I mean, it's rough, but now, like with the Bills, when it comes to the pass rush, how banged up they've been on the defensive line, there is one constant through the entirety of the season on the Bills' defensive line that has not made the presence that he should. That's Greg Rousseau.
Mm-hmm.
And why do I say it so harshly? It is because Rousseau is tied for second on this team in sacks with 3.
Yeah, I just feel like that's kind of him, though. He's more of an edge-setting
the player he is tied with. Played 3 games this year in Al Oliver.
Yeah. I will say I do agree with you, but we've known Rousseau's strength hasn't necessarily been rushing the passer. He's more of an edge-setting, run-defending defensive end. Like, that's the thing. He's not going to hit home all the time. He will get pressure, but I feel like that, I don't know, I kind of expected that to be where he was at. You know?
He doesn't get the finish, and that's probably the most frustrating thing about him in his career. Is like he'll have a pressure rate, he'll cause a little bit of chaos every now and then, but it's about the fact that he's not getting home. And there's a difference between causing a little bit of chaos and getting home. Getting home flips the field. Getting home can change a game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is definitely a down year for him, even on his usual numbers. That's the thing, Joe. When I bring the attention about Greg Rousseau up, it is because of the fact that it's not even getting to where you project out the full 17-game season for him. He's not getting to last year's numbers. It is a down year for him. And this is fresh off of an extension. It doesn't look good, to say the least, that this is what has to happen for him. You need better. From him, you need better from Epinesa. These are guys that have been with this team for a while now. Rousseau's in his 5th year. It's not like this is a guy who's a young player anymore. No, you've played through your entirety of your rookie contract as of right now. He's very streaky. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rousseau has, to open the season, a 4-game stretch with a total of a half a sack. Not great, right? But the Bills are 4-0, so it kind of goes a little quiet. He then follows it up with a 4-game stretch where he has 2.5 sacks, which is the rest of his output right now, including one against Kansas City that helped out in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
He forces a fumble. But now these last 4 games, Joe, he has no sacks. He is not even doing a whole heck of a lot when it comes to tackles for a loss this season either. Though, actually, oddly enough, these last 5 games, he has a tackle in the backfield. Which does create negative downs. It causes down and distance to be a factor. It allows you to get off the field if you're creating negative plays for a defense, right? So he's doing a little bit of it in the run game over the last 5 games. Mm-hmm. He's at least had one tackle in each game. Not even at least. It's been one tackle in each game. They credit it as a stuff, and in the 4 games prior, it's half of a tackle, so it's an assisted tackle. But he's still involved, right? That's the good thing. But I need more from a defensive end that got a big-time extension. Because I don't know if it was necessarily paying him on the output that he's had. It seemed like it might have been a pay on the what you can become. And that's part of the disappointment there with Rousseau this season. It still bothers me that the second leading player in sacks on this team, tied for it, is Ed Oliver. a player who played three games this year. He had a sack in each one of them, so Oliver was awesome, but it's also what was robbed of us. But it's more or less about the fact that they don't get the high-end production on that finishing of plays.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you see a quarterback manage to escape and they don't make that tackle? It's tough. And that's kind of where it is where the Bills sometimes they can't get off the field defensively. And tomorrow's going to be a challenge.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I think you're seeing a dip as well, just in general on the defensive line, because there's not as much time to finish.
There's only
so much you can do. The game plan against the Bills is to just throw the ball out as fast as you can or run the ball. There's not a lot of opportunity that other offenses are giving Buffalo to get home because they know their weakness, which is the run. So I think that also plays into the dip in a sense, right? Like, yes, the snaps are going to be the opportunities no matter what, but it's just the people know how to get at the Bills this season defensively and offensively. And I think they're just not putting the quarterback in a position to where he's going to give the defensive ends enough time to finish or the defensive lineman enough time to finish. I think it's a strategic thing more than
I've seen enough.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, I've seen enough missed tackles from them.
Earlier in the season, but that I don't know. I feel like that was more.
And part of it also does have to do with the Bills. You run on the Bills. You don't try to throw on them. You do what works, which is running the football against this defense. So less opportunities to get to a quarterback equals less sack numbers. I still just look at it as I do think that the pass rush has needed to be better, and your best players were taken from you for the season that averaged a sack a game, so I don't know if there's many excuses. Hoyt had 2 sacks in 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver had 3 sacks in 3 games. While Oliver is seen as a guy and was paid as a guy that is a top-end talent, Michael Hoyt wasn't really known as Michael Strahan, was he? He looked like the best defensive end this team had.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes Joey Bosa. So Bosa, I think, has been fine. He's giving you output that you expected to pay for a one-year deal. He has 5 sacks in 12 games. He's not going to be in for this one, and he might probably, I would imagine he's probably not in next week either. If it's a week-to-week situation, I would give it a couple weeks. 803-0550 is the number to call as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Mike in Cheektowaga. What you got for us?
Just a quick question.
Sure.
Why would we not have put Kincaid on IR? When is he ever hurt for less than 4 weeks? And I just wanted to ask a question. Mm-hmm. If Kincaid or Palmer would have, at the time of their injuries, I know you guys will know this, if they would have gone on IR, we could have saved a roster spot and probably kept Jamarcus Ingram. It just seems to me like it was, the Bills obviously thought, oh, he'll be back in less than 4 weeks. And now both of them are costing, are probably the reason why we had to let go of a guy, good special teamers, good extra defensive back, good culture guy. And it's just, to me, that's why I think that probably either one of them is going to get snaps tomorrow. Because if not, I'm sure somebody in the media is going to ask them, you know, did you make a mistake and have Kincaid not IR'd so that you could have saved another roster spot?
Mm-hmm.
Just to me, really bad judgment. And I think people are might be quite frankly a little upset about, you know, these guys, some of the injuries and, you know, the length of time. And maybe there was a bad knee injury. I don't know. But to believe that he's going to be back in more than 4 weeks, it's bad roster management. I always listen to you guys because you guys know your stuff. So thanks very much.
Thanks, Mike. And to answer your question really on this one, it's the rules. They are operating on, they don't think that it's going to be a four-week injury sort of thing, and you therefore are looking at the practice window and seeing if they can get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this is not baseball or hockey where you can backdate it. Those leagues have those rules where you can backdate injured reserve to when the injury actually occurred. That'd be really nice to do in the NFL, I do think, to really be able to play with roster moves and management like that, would be able to backdate the injured reserve. It would get pretty tricky, it could get pretty nasty, but you could probably get away with it. And I don't know if the players' union would necessarily counteract or like really punch back on that, because then you create more opportunities for players to get on roster spots.
Yeah. So I do understand his question, though, yes. In the fact of, like, Joshua Palmer, we found out this week, really doesn't sound like he's in a good place physically right now. Like, why wouldn't you do that? You know what I mean? And he's still doubtful for the game this week. So, like, receiver-wise, you have Davis now. You have Shakir. Like, you have your guys, and Palmer wasn't out there before. So I'm kind of with him on that. Like, if you're really clearly, from the way McDermott spoke about it yesterday, mm-hmm. it was not the intention to lose Jamarcus Ingram. And that's not his department necessarily. That's the personnel department. That's not the coaching department. He's worried about getting the team ready for the game against the Bengals. So that's what we could take away from his comments yesterday. But, I mean, I can't help but say it sounded a little miffed that he lost the guy. And he was a big Jamarcus Ingram fan. He said that, and he always will be. But you have to think that might have been a way to dance around it a little bit. If you know Josh Palmer's injury, like, from also what McDermott said, not really in a good place with that. So, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I think you could have danced around it a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you.
You could have danced around it a little bit.
And I think the whole situation is another just mismanagement issue by the front office and Brandon Bean. So
803-0550 is the number to call. Mario, we got to get to a break, but hang on and we'll get you on the other side there. And I do want to talk more about that point, Joe, of why, more than ever, it does look like there is a difference in philosophy between the GM and the head coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Last segment of hour number two, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer with Joe Cali here. Thanks for hanging out with us on a
gloomy, cold day.
Gloomy Sunday with a little bit of snow showing up.
Let's look at the forecast. What do we got for the rest of the day?
It might snow a little every now and then, but it's not going to be any problem. It's just there.
It says no snow.
Oh, okay. So it did it earlier.
High 34.
Yep.
We're there. Feels like 21.
It's December. What do you expect?
Yeah, I don't know.
Grow up. But you know who doesn't have to deal with that kind of issue right now, though, Joe? Mario in Jacksonville. Welcome into Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, guys. That was the best transition I've ever had. Thank you for getting me on.
Hey, man. That's sometimes what I do.
Yeah, no, it's great. I wanted to shed some light on the serious play issue. I know it's been talked to death, but I think it's a real indictment on Brandon Bean. I mean, you could have looked at the literature for weeks on end that Slay wanted out of Pittsburgh because he wanted to play for the Eagles. It was really clear that he was making it well known. In fact, you know, he was a healthy scratch against the Bills a week ago, and he had expectations that Philly was going to be the one to scoop him up. So it's just kind of troubling that Brandon Bean didn't have the foresight or oversight, whatever you want to call it, to know that you're essentially bringing in a guy or trying to bring in a guy who's made it clear he doesn't want to play anywhere else. And Ingram, you know, it doesn't seem like a big loss because he wasn't, you know, on the active roster. Here he was maybe not going to play this week, but it kind of is a huge loss because you need depth at that position. You have a guy who you know has been in the system for a long time. You can rely on him to kind of plug him in to do what he needs to do in a limited capacity. And this could potentially be a huge issue for the Bills moving forward. So, I don't know. I think the Slay issue, you got to open up the portfolio on Bean and look at what he's missed managed this season. Coming from a guy who's been on the hook for yelling at radio reporters about not needing receivers and then saying, you know, this isn't fantasy football, and yet kind of makes these moves late in the season where he acts like, oh, it's an all-pro, six-time all-pro. Let's just go out and get him. He's going to be good. I don't know. It just, at what point in time does the organization say, you know, I think we need to move on from this guy, because at this stage it seems kind of obvious that even McDermott is butting heads with his own general manager and seems blindsided by some of these decisions that that are being made. So I just want to get your guys' take on it while hanging up and listen. Thank you so much.
Mario, no problem. And appreciate that you liked the transition there.
Mm-hmm. I do think it's time. I agree. I think that's where we're at this point.
Ready? I'm glad he said the last thing that he did too, because Mario, we're going to talk a little bit at length about the difference, it seems like, philosophically between the coach and the general manager coming up here, because I want an entire segment to do that. And I do think that ultimately we might be looking at the potential for maybe one of these guys is not back this after this year. Mm-hmm. And
as much as, and I'll save my thought here, as much as I want to believe that, I do think there is something still standing in the way of that happening. So
we'll find out what that is, what our thoughts on that is. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump in here. Sports Talk Saturday moves into hour number three coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.